From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting, underscoring close ties. President Donald Trump and visiting Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi Monday exchanged hugs as they met with reporters at the White House following their first bilateral talks. Mr. Trump said India has a true friend at the White House, while also calling for a more balanced trading relationship.
It is important that barriers be removed to the export of U.S. goods into your markets and that we reduce our trade deficit with your country.
He lauded India's tax reform plan and on security, said both countries are determined to destroy terrorist organizations. The president departed from his text to have words of warning for North Korea.
The North Korean regime is causing tremendous problems, and it's something that has to be dealt with and probably dealt with rapidly.
Speaking through an interpreter, Mr. Modi insisted expanding economic ties between the two countries is mutually beneficial.
I am sure that the convergence between my vision for New India and President Trump's vision for making America great again will add new dimensions to our cooperation.
The Indian leader has said his visit marks an important page in the history of collaboration and cooperation between the world's most populous democracies. In Nigeria, at least 9 people were killed and several others wounded by several suicide bombers, all but one of them female, in and near Maiduguri, capital of Borno State. Attacks suspected of being carried out by the insurgent group Boko Haram Sunday evening into early Monday. 4 female suicide bombers killed 8 of 9 people near the city of Zanari. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. This is VOA News.